So about a month ago, I talked on air about how, hey, I'm seeing a therapist for my anxiety and depression. Not necessarily depressed a lot. Like, I'm unhappy because I'm overweight. And I know, even when I was big, when I got married about 2.5 years ago, I got down to 294. Because right now, I'm about 390. So that's big. But even at 294, guys, I felt way more confident. I looked a lot better. My man boobs were down to an A cup.
Wow.
It was awesome. Yeah, my wife was so happy that my boobs were smaller. Things like that. Overall, it was great for our relationship. Because you don't want that kind of, you know, butting heads jealousy where she's like,
of course,
quit showing off your boobs. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? So I've been seeing a therapist and it's helped. It's helped out a ton. I just have anxiety because I worry about everything. And I just thought that was it. Like, one and done. Okay, everybody probably thinks I'm a weirdo or whatever, but it felt good to get it off my chest and hopefully let other people know that they're not alone.
Does your therapist have one of those couches that you lay down on?
They have different ones. I wish they would have a couch, but you know us, we're so tired after the show.
Yeah.
I'd fall right asleep.
Yeah.
But she's got, like, they're leather, though. Like, they're nice. They're not, like, cheap leather. So my outrageous copay with insurance is going towards some nice furniture.
That's good.
So I feel good about that. Well, I got this message, and I actually just regrammed it. If I did it properly, you should be able to see it right now at Joe and Alex Show. I really encourage you to go check it out and see the full message. But she said this: my son and I listen to your show every morning on our way to school around this time. She said around the time you had your on-air discussion about going to therapy for depression, which, like I said, more anxiety, but I do get sad sometimes. But anxiety is really what is my problem. My son was restarting his visits with his therapist. He went through counseling for a couple of years for his anxiety, and he's back in for depression and lack of self-worth. He won't admit it to me, but I could tell by his face that hearing you going through some of the same things made him feel a little more okay with it all. So thank you for sharing your story.
That's awesome.
It is. And I guess, listen, I always feel like a D-bag when I talk about things, but the cool thing is in radio, besides like getting to give away prizes and ticket tag and all these things, Alex, you as a woman and me as a guy, we can do things towards our own genders. But in general, we can do any topic or thing that's out there and give it a platform. And I don't know, I didn't think I'd be able to give a platform to mental health or anything like that. But if it helped one person, me just talking about how like I've been going to therapy, you know, because like I've been crazy at work and I'm always anxious with all my coworkers and it's probably not the best work environment. I'm trying to make things better with my co-host and my producers and everybody and trying to be a better husband and just in general be like a happier person because life's good. You got to be happy. You can't be miserable every day. And if that is something I'm going through, which, oh my gosh, everybody else is, I've realized that. I feel like it's a broken record, but I talked about with my brother Bob, who's 7 years now clean and sober. My brother almost died from after our pops passed away from heroin and drugs, and
wow.
He's clean and sober now, runs businesses. And I remember talking about that on the air like 7 or 6 years ago, and I thought, oh my God, how embarrassing. My family's the only family that had a drug problem.
No.
I mean, yeah, right. Or like drinking or alcohol. So it's cool that we have a platform, and I didn't even realize it at the time that we could share it. So if anybody's listening right now, whether you're a kid, you know, going to school, maybe you're in high school, maybe you're an adult, you're not a weirdo. There's nothing wrong with talking to a therapist or a counselor, or if you have a friend you can confide in.
You don't even have to have anything that's been bothering you. It's good to go to a therapist in general because just like you go to the dentist to check on your teeth and you go to the chiropractor to get your spine aligned, your mental health, you should have checkups on your mental health just like any other part of your body, and you don't have to wait till something is bothering you to go talk to somebody. It's good to do that in general.
Amen. I don't think I could have said any better than that. So thanks for reaching out. And if you want to see it, I encourage you to go check it out. Maybe you can share it with somebody or spark a conversation. Go see the photo right now and maybe check it out. It's at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram.